Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, everybody else is getting out of bed. I'm usually getting in it. I'm not in it to win it. And there's a thousand ways you can skin it. My feet have been...
We would be remiss if we did not mention... that Train is in town.
Train is in town tonight, ladies and gentlemen. One of my favorite bands of all time.
And about 4 minutes ago, I look at my cell phone, and one of my dearest, oldest friends said, "Hey, I got an extra ticket tonight. You want to go to Train?"
Have you ever seen them?
Yes. I saw them with you one
year. That's right.
I saw them with
my
friend Amy one year. And, you know, I just got the greatest Friday text ever. I'm like, do I want to go to Train? Yes, I want to go to Train. It's a fantastic, family-friendly show, by the way.
Yes. Opening band is the Goo Goo Dolls.
Well, heck, I'd listen to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Name. I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Iris. Goo Goo Dolls, the opening act tonight.
Good stuff.
We are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Liberty. And, Liberty, you have never looked so beautiful in my life. Hello. Fantastic people.
Woo!
Hello. We will do Festivus Friday coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. We have a lot to get to this afternoon.
Oh, we have a lot to get to this afternoon.
But before we get to anything.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my apology.
What did you do last night at 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock. I went back to work. Never been to work at 9 o'clock at night, or 9 in the morning for that matter. I pull in the parking lot, go inside, I got my goat pee cleaning supplies with me. I waited for Jonathan Weir to exit the studio because I didn't want to...
That's protocol.
I didn't want to disrupt the Weir show.
That's protocol.
So I go in, I clean up the goat pee for National Goat Day, and I run into Rebecca Crockett, and she says to me, "Oh, my gosh, no one thought you were going to come back, but I do recall Scott saying he would give you his next paycheck if you came back and cleaned up goat pee." Now, I'm not expecting that.
You couldn't handle that kind of money.
So I did. And you know why I went back to clean it up? Because I didn't want anyone... to complain today. I didn't want to even give them the opening of the window to complain. So I went back and I took care of it.
Well, I'm glad you did because I went back at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
And Jay Edwards, you know, the producer from the morning show.
Smelled like fresh lavender, didn't it?
Well, it's funny you say that.
Yeah, lovely.
Jay Edwards comes out of the studio and he says, he goes, "What happened yesterday?" I said, "Well, Dana brought a goat to the studio. For National Goat Day."
All true.
"And the goat peed all over the studio. But Dana came back last night at 9 o'clock. And he said, he goes, "I was hearing the show yesterday because Jay does the traffic in the afternoon."
Yeah.
He goes, "First thing, when I got here at 4 o'clock this morning, I went into the studio to see what it smelled like."
Yeah.
He goes, "It smelled like roses."
Yeah, a little
I
bit
go,
of,
"Because Dana was here.
A little bit of rose he hips go, in there."
And so... this is how bad your reputation is.
Yeah.
Jay said, "Dana came here last night and cleaned the studio." I said, "I think she has the fear of EJ, and she was afraid what EJ would say if she didn't clean up the studio."
I went back.
Thank you.
Dana.
I went back. Yes, dear.
This is Dan back in the newsroom.
Well,
hey,
hello.
Yesterday, of course, being National Goat Day, you know that today is National Giraffe Day.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, I did know that. Mm-hmm. And I
do
just
we have any
tell
surprises?
You, there is a surprise at 5 o'clock just for you guys in the newsroom.
Oh, okay. We'll probably need a shovel to clean up after.
I'm kidding. There's no giraffe. But wouldn't that be so funny?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, no, I went back.
What's your favorite animal?
The kind that will kill you or not kill you?
Either or.
Probably a monkey.
Dan?
Oh, I'd probably say the octopus.
Why?
What?
Oh, they're fascinating animals.
You're a weirdo.
Well, yes, I know, but
oh, God.
They're
oh,
smart.
Says an octopus. That is the weirdest answer for a random question I have ever heard.
Well, weird answer to a random question.
Well, there
I mean,
go.
I like cats, I like dogs, but octopus, they're pretty cool.
Okay. Scott, would you like to weigh in?
Tiger.
Okay.
I just think they're beautiful.
Okay. Not to be completely random this hour, but I'm going to keep the random train rolling.
Okay.
We did something new last night for the first time in our marriage and maybe for the first time in our life. And I just have to share this pearl of wisdom with you. I had no idea the life change. Do you know what I'm going to say here?
Well, I do because I've already experienced it.
The life changing moment that we went from a queen bed to a king bed. Why didn't someone tell me maybe 30 years ago?
I have told you
that this was a thing.
Jesus Christ.
Do you have a king?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, I had no idea. So love
where,
my husband.
Where you could reach across the bed and still not touch the other person.
Scott, I could lay it, this way in the bed and still not touch
it
him.
It is heaven on earth.
And I'm not saying I don't love my husband. I love my husband. But I need space.
Yes.
And for 7 years, I have not had that. I sleep like this. Like this would be me. Like kind of like this, but I don't want to wake you up. And like if I have to roll over, I would lift and roll quietly.
And super quietly.
Super quiet, yes. Because I don't want to, you know,
see,
disrupt.
I sleep with a pregnancy pillow. Are you guys familiar
no,
with
no,
that?
No, I am, because I was actually pregnant.
The two?
Yeah.
Dana, you've been pregnant more than you've not been pregnant.
I know, so I get it. I know what that thing
so
is.
So I sleep with a pregnancy pillow, and when I shift at night, I have to move the pregnancy pillow over.
Yeah.
And reposition myself. But we have a king size bed, and she's like,
yeah, nothing.
Doesn't even know.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't want to make it a topic. I just had no idea how lovely it would be. And I mean,
it's lovely.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I think, what do people do with a California king? You could probably put a giraffe in that thing.
Yeah.
This is not even a California king. Hoy.
All right, what do you want to talk about today?
Oh, nothing that's going to put me in a bad mood.
You want to talk about the guy who was ticketed for filming Kansas City Police?
Yes, and here's why. I don't want to talk about Kansas City Police per se.
Leavenworth Judge?
No, that's just going to make me mad. I want to talk about why, in any city, it might be illegal to film anyone doing anything on a public street. Mm. Explain that to mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. We don't have to make this about police, mm-hmm. but I'm curious, if I have my cell phone out and I see something and I start filming it and it's, you know, I'm just right in the middle of the town square, in what world is that a ticketable offense?
Well, and the headline... to their discredit from Channel 5, with all due respect, is man ticketed after filming KCPD officers making arrests.
Yeah.
But they don't get into it about him being ticketed until three pages into the story.
That's called burying the lead.
That's right. And so we'll get to that in just a minute. If you guys want to weigh in, the phone number is 576-7798. But I'll give you the Reader's Digest real quick, and then we'll get to the story here in just a minute. There is an arrest being made in the inner city, okay? A guy across the street sees the arrest being made. For whatever reason, he decides to film it.
Okay.
A woman... It's not really a woman.
Okay.
It's a man dressed like a woman.
Whatever.
Okay. Not judging.
Focus on the filming.
Okay.
We're talking about the filming.
Starts filming the arrest of this... man, woman.
Let's just call it a transgendered person.
Okay. And then the police issue him a ticket for filming them arresting
The individual.
The transgender person.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
I find it very hard to believe that's going to stand up in court.
I do too. Do you not have the right to film anything on a public street?
I think so. Do you know there's a new thing, and I think it's Siri. I read this a couple days ago. I think you can say, well, I'm not going to say it out loud, because if I say it out loud, it will do that thing. But if you say that word
Siri.
To your phone, no, you're not supposed to say it, because then it'll do it. And then you say...
Siri.
No. Then you say...
Siri.
Stop it. You're just driving along, and you say that, and then you say, I'm about to get pulled over, or I'm getting pulled over. There is now an iPhone thing that will record that transaction. As soon as you say, this is happening, I've got lights in my rearview mirror, there is some type of app, I just read this in the news this week, that will start doing that for you. So are you saying to me that that is illegal? And I don't know the answer to that. But I feel very strongly that it should not be.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. We are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Liberty. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you here on KMBZ. So there is a story in, or on, I should say, the Channel 5 website. And we are taking calls this afternoon, 576-7798, if you guys want to weigh in. And the lead is way buried in the story. But there's a woman being arrested. And I say woman, it's a man.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Why does it matter? It doesn't matter what anyone was doing. It only matters that he was ticketed while filming.
She was ticketed while filming. Anyway, this person.
Why do you care? It doesn't matter.
I don't care.
The ticket is what matters.
Okay. He was ticketed for filming the police while this arrest was going down. And he can't understand why, obviously. And neither can I, quite frankly. Shauna in Kansas City. Shauna, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So, I'll just say I work for a law enforcement agency, okay? And
sure.
This kind of an issue comes up, and I will say, take what is being said with a grain of salt, okay? So I'd be interested to know what exactly the person was ticketed for, because they could say, hey, I was filming, I was ticketed for this. However, there's other factors that probably aren't being discussed,
right.
That, you know, need to be taken in consideration. Was the person being arrested a juvenile? In that case, you know, maybe the officer is saying, hey, this is a juvenile. A juvenile can't be filmed when they're being arrested. They don't release juvenile names.
Okay, that's fair.
All that kind of stuff. Another instance may be, and this is one that I personally ran into. Let's say, you know, when you're making an arrest, it's obviously part of an investigation. And you have whatever it is. I don't necessarily care what the situation is. If you're called somewhere, you're investigating, that area is your crime scene, okay? So let's say the police said, hey, this is my crime scene area. I need you to step back away from this. If that person doesn't comply with that and steps away from a crime scene, they could be cited for that as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't necessarily know. I've had plenty of people, and I'm sure that any officer you can talk to has said, hey, I have people record me every day doing my job. Traffic stops, they're like, hey, I'm recording you. And I'm just like, great, I'm recording you too, because I wear a body cam. And there's nothing wrong with that. Where it crosses lines is maybe somebody is a part of witness protection. Maybe it's a juvenile. Maybe that person is entering a crime scene and can be considered interfering with a law enforcement investigation.
Sure.
So where they fail to bring those points out sometimes, and they just say, you know what, this person was ticketed for filming, and you sometimes don't get the whole story and what exactly was going on.
So let me give you just a little more information, because it kind of helps paint the picture. The man, Reed, was in his car, I believe, and you can hear on the audio him say, I ain't interfering, I'm just recording. And the officer replies, so am I, now move along. The exact charge is, this is according to Reed, I was blocking the street. And you can see in the video, I was not blocking the street. You can hear an officer in the dash cam video say, "You are blocking traffic." Police say the only reason he was told to move along was because he was stopped on the road for several minutes, though he did eventually pull to the curb about a minute and a half after being told to move. Okay. And so if he was blocking traffic, I think the police would have every right to say you can't block traffic. I don't think they have the right to say no recording. Now let's get
if the recording doesn't say no, you can't record, it sounds like the police are instructing him, you know, don't obstruct traffic, which
they're saying move it along.
Any city, any county, right, is going to have some sort of a statute or an ordinance that's going to say you can't obstruct traffic and you can't impede in an investigation. If they're asking him to move, he's disobeying an order from a lawful order of law enforcement because they're asking him to move because there is a law in place that does not allow him to sit there. That's something different. And I mean, he can be cited for that. However,
I agree,
cities can sometimes have some ordinances that maybe county officers or state don't have that are a little bit more restrictive on things. But I've worked for city agencies, I've worked for state agencies. I've not heard of one that prohibits recording. So I don't believe, and I'd be very hard-pressed to believe that this person is actually being cited for recording.
Right.
It sounds like it would be more of an obstruction.
But let me ask you this. Did you mind when people were recording you?
No. My general conversation that I would have with somebody, whether it be on a stop or a house that I would go to, and they're like, "Well, I'm recording this." I'm like, "That's fine. You're completely within your right to record this. However, I'm going to ask that you still, follow any instructions that I give you. Like, if I need you to retrieve a document from your vehicle or whatever, that you know."
But if you would see somebody across, if you would see somebody caller across the street filming you, did that bother you?
Not necessarily. I think that working in law enforcement and in today's, you know, digital age that we're in, it's just part of it. It's become a part of training for law enforcement officers.
Right.
Just get used to it. Somebody is recording you, whether it's audio, whether it's video, your actions are going to show up somewhere.
Right.
And you need to, you know, hold yourself accountable. I mean, whether it's your recording device that you're wearing or if it's someone, in the public, I mean, you're being watched. And, you know, part of the thing that you see a lot is you see that 10-second clip of the person being arrested, but you don't see always what led up to that.
Right,
and
which is why instance, I think, and we're bumping up against the break here. Thank you for the call. It's why I think everyone needs to be outfitted with body cams.
Yes.
Because nine times out of 10, that falls in the officer's favor.
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, it falls in the officer's favor.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. We are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Liberty. Right at I-35 and 152. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Dan Weinbaum. We are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Liberty. And they've got full-size apps for their happy hour at $5.99. In business since 1989. We'll be here till 6 o'clock this afternoon. Forgive me. Normally, I like to stay after. I've got to run tonight. We have some events with the family tonight, so please understand. Let's get to the phones. Paul in Lawrence. Paul, hello.
Hello. Good show, Scott and Dana.
Thank you.
I wanted to let you guys
ago
in St. Louis in a South County area of Peavey, Missouri, where a gentleman from Corpus Christi pulled over on a parking lot and was filming a traffic stop by the Peavey Police Department. An officer then came over to the parking lot, wanted the gentleman's phone that was recording. The gentleman stated statute that says he has the right to video. The officer told him that he has no right, that he has to listen to the enforcement officer. And at that point, he grabbed the gentleman's phone. The gentleman allowed him to have it at that time and told him he was breaking all these rules. And the officer says, "I don't care." Make a long story short, he ended up filing a lawsuit against the police department. The officer got fired, and now the city is trying to settle out of court the deal for the violation of the police officer.
Yeah, and let me tell you this. I think you should be able to record. That being said, if there's someone that's shouting out statute numbers actively during one of these incidents.
You're looking to get your ass kicked.
I tend to think that that's somebody who is...
And maybe, quite frankly, you should get your ass kicked.
I know my rights.
I know my rights.
And I'm not saying they should have taken the phone, but at the point that you're shouting out statute numbers, that's probably like a sovereign citizen type of person.
When you're ripping out a pocket copy of the Constitution, you may deserve a kick in the face. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm just saying it was, you can YouTube it out there, and it's pretty hilarious.
Was it, unfortunately, Paul?
Yes.
Was it you?
No, I live in Lawrence. Hello?
Okay.
No, you won't catch me in St. Louis. Thank you. but with that being said, just the idea that I think this guy is one of those guys that wants to entice a department and sue. To try to make money off of it. But it's unfortunate that the officer did lose his job over it. And whether or not, you know, it's right or wrong, I'm not a judge on that. But I just think that, you know, like that one prior officer said, you know, in today's world, everybody's recording you, whether you know it or not.
Yeah.
Well, and that's probably true.
And Officer, you know, Officer Bacina with KCPD, he's quoted in the story as saying, if he had pulled to the side of the road, instead of stopping for a significant period of time, pulled to the side of the road, gotten out, been on the sidewalk or a safe distance away, we welcome that.
I'm not sure that the police welcome being recorded.
Yeah, I think welcome is a generous term. Yeah. However, they would understand
when
you have the right to do that.
When you're handcuffing somebody, you don't turn around and go, everybody with phones, whip them out, let's go. Here's the problem. I would argue... And I get accused of being too pro-police on this show, and that's fine. I don't care. So do you, by the way. I would argue 90%+ of the police in this country are doing the right thing for the right reasons. They're not looking for trouble. They just want to go home. They just want to go home. However, I also think there's about 5% of this population.
Well, in every job, yes.
No. This is not police. That carries around a pocket constitution and a phone and is doing everything they can to be the biggest pain in your butt that they possibly can for no other reason than A, they're crazy, B, they want to go to court, C, they want money, and D, they're trying to prove a point. And those are the people, you saw the guy, you remember the guy, Dana, that we talked about who was jaywalking, and I can't remember what city it was in, but he would film the police as they would come up. He was looking for trouble.
Well, the worst example are those idiots that go into the departments and put the camera in the face of the clerk, and I'm just making sure I'm exercising my rights.
Got a constitutional right to film your face.
Okay, buddy.
You know, grow up. Listen. The way I see it, I like the cops. But the less I see them, the better off I am.
Yeah, it's like your boss.
Yeah.
For everyone listening.
I like my boss.
Like your boss?
The less I see him,
don't want to be in that office.
The better off I am. So if you don't pull me over, I'm not going to have a problem with you. And I'm not going to give you a reason to pull me over.
Would you use the you-know-who I'm getting pulled over app? Or I don't even think it's an app. I think you just say it and it does it.
The what?
You know, that thing that you say, and then you say, I'm getting pulled over, and your phone records it. Would you do that?
No, I would say, officer, I have taught my kids, I don't care what color you are, if there is an officer that has pulled you over.
10-2.
10-2, you roll down the window, 10-2, and every move you make, and I do this, and I'm 48 years old. I don't have a gun in the car. I'm not looking for trouble. I go, officer, I am going to lean over because I always put my wallet in my passenger seat when I'm alone. Officer, I'm going to lean over to the passenger seat and get my wallet. There you go. Back to 10-2. Not that I think he's going to kill me, but you know what? I'm not going to take a chance. Today's not going to be my day. I'm going to keep my hands at 10-2. When he says, I want your insurance, I say, officer, I'm going to lean over into the glove compartment. I'm going to get my... You think I'm kidding. I am not going down in a blaze of glory. Dunk. There you are. Dunk. Dunk.
Yep.
Back to 10-2. I'm not going down for anybody. I don't know why this is so hard to figure out.
I'm trying to remember the last time I got pulled over, and I think I was laughing when he came up to it, and I go, I am so sorry. I was rocking out on my radio. I was not even paying attention. I was probably speeding.
That is
like,
not,
I'm that person. I'm like, I'm guilty. Just give me my punishment now. I did it.
That's not how I approach it.
That's what I did. I'm like, was I speeding? Please, God, tell me that wasn't a school zone.
Let's go to Jason in Shawnee. Jason, hello.
Hi. Yeah, you gave the figure of like 90% just want to do their job and get home.
Yep.
If you look at the remainder, or the, I'm going to say the bad actors or bad apples, how would you catch them if not for video? If they're able to prevent the video from being recorded or such, and they say it's all on our cameras, but there's no statute saying how long they have to retain it from that time bye-bye, then it's a case of word versus word. There's also a legal term you may have heard of, fruit of the poisonous tree, or if you obtain evidence illegally, you can't use it.
Yeah.
There's also something called spoilage, where if they had a record, or they reasonably would have, and it's destroyed or, oh, can't find it, got accidentally erased, that it can be presumed that it was not in their favor or exculpatory to the person.
Right, but I am saying, I think we are both sides. I think we're all in agreement. I think you should be able to film it. I absolutely do. But I also understand the police saying you can't be blocking traffic in the middle of the road when you do it. No one's going to allow you to do that, even if there's no traffic around.
Oh, agreed. And, but then how do you also, if like you're not blocking and then they just come up with a trump charge to stop the filming? You know, some of that stuff is best preserved and then brought before a judge versus...
Yeah.
So that's what I would...
Jason, if I may, and maybe I'm wrong, am I reading you as a little bit suspicious of the police?
I've had a mix of encounters, just like people are people. And you don't know who you're dealing with until, you know, you're already in the middle of it. It can be any profession, like you said. And so I think it's just best, just same reason with the police. They have no idea who they're pulling over. If all parties are just on the up and up.
Why have you had a problem? Give me an example of a time when you had a mixed relationship, if you will, with the police department. Because I'm no angel. I've been pulled over a lot of times. All of them because I deserve to be pulled over. And I've never, ever been disrespected. Now, I can already hear it. You're white, Scott, and you're a male from Johnson County. I get it. I've never been disrespected by the police, but I always maintain my manners.
And so have I. That's what I've strove for. But some of them, I can't explain it.
They just want you?
There's time like as a teenager driving an older car, and they would just tail me and tail me and tail me. And finally, I pulled over, and they pull on. Other times where I just choose to remain silent, just hand them my ID, and they go into epithets.
What are you? What epithets would they? Are you not white?
Regular insults. I'm not going to repeat them.
Yeah, please don't.
The air. Yeah.
Here's
but
something
it
interesting.
Was very clear. And then when I asked for a supervisor, their demeanor changed. And when they showed up for their supervisor, they were like, oh, no problem. I don't know what's going on here. And then it became a non-issue after that point.
Okay. All right, man.
Like
All right.
Day, thank you for the call.
Even a good person could have a bad day. You never know.
Sure,
all right, man. All right,
sure.
Thank you.
From the text line, I wish teachers could wear body cameras. I am constantly questioned by parents, and I wish I could show them how their child actually behaves.
Well, this is a different... you just opened a new can of worms. I have advocated for cameras in classrooms, and teachers have said no. No,
but would you,
no,
would,
no.
And I know, see, the police, wait.
I have preached like Moses from the mountain
the police,
for cameras in a classroom.
The police are different in that they are, when they are making these arrests, not always, but a lot of the time, on open public property, like this that we're talking about today. Now, you might say a school is
it's a public property.
Building.
Yep.
A teacher is a public salaried employee.
And that is my student.
But how many other public salaried employees would we put cameras in their office? The mayor? The city council people? The water department? I mean, where? I don't know that I would want to be filmed every second of every day in that classroom.
Why?
Oh.
Why?
Hmm.
Give me one reason why.
Audio should... and video, and then we're, who's going to store that, Scott?
Well, it'd be stored by the school district.
Yes, which the police department will tell you costs millions of dollars. It's not the cameras, it's the storage.
All right. 576-7798. His name is Huey. Huey Lewis. Let us go to the phones. We are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Liberty. It'd be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you. Dennis in Kansas City. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, we're doing quite well. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, listen, I listen to your show all the time, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
But I got to tell you, you're on this police topic. And first of all, I don't think people realize it's a job I would never want. They risk their lives every day. And just like the military people we have. But I got kind of a comical story to tell you. I grew up on the Iowa-Minnesota border, and as a kid, 16, 17 years old, my father always told me that it was if you got pulled over by a police officer, that it was a courtesy to get out of your car and go back to him. And that was the way things were. And anyway, I had a situation one time. I was going to visit my mother in the hospital, and I was driving way too fast. And the police pulled me over, and the minute I stopped, it just started pouring rain. I mean, and I was like, you know what? I'm not getting out this time. And anyway, he pulled up next to me and put his hand down, like, slow down. And he wasn't getting out either and took off. But when I moved to Kansas City, and I was like 1970, keep in mind, I was just this dumb farm kid that was listening to what his dad told him to do. I got pulled over in Platte Woods. And so what did I do? I got out of the car, started walking back. And this police officer jumped out of his car and pulled his gun, and he was like, hold it, you know. I was like, wait a minute, I didn't do anything. And fortunately for me, I guess, he gave me a scolding, but while he was holding me over or dealing with me, he got a call. Apparently there was something important going on more than me, but... It scared the hell out of me, let me tell you.
Why would you get out of your car?
Well, you know, Scott, back in the day, that was...
Oh, yeah.
Like I told you, that was... My dad said that's a courtesy to the officer that's pulling you over to just get out of your car, go back and, you know, say, what did I do, or whatever the case might be. But years ago in Platte City, I thought I was going to get shot, which was just a dumb old farm boy living in the big city kind of a thing.
All right, man. Dennis, thanks for calling in. Do appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to Matt in Liberty. Matt, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thanks.
I just started listening to the channel actually about a week ago, so kind of cool that I get to be on the channel.
Well, hey, we're in your city, man. Come on by.
Right on. No, I just wanted to call in and kind of put my input in toward the filming of incident. And I agree with you guys. I feel like you should be able to film, but I've seen it stated quite a few times that if you are going to film, be out of the way. Don't be too close. Don't be impeding anyone else. I mean, people getting up into cops' faces as they're doing their job is asking for trouble because that officer has no idea what you're going through. And I mean, at the same time, I agree with you as well. Whenever I get pulled over, I've only been pulled over a handful of times, but I always do 10-2, and I let them know there's no weapons in the car whatsoever, and I do let them know everything that's happening.
And I don't mean to be paranoid, and I'm not trying to suggest that the police officer is going to do something to me that is bad. What I'm trying to do is make sure that nothing bad happens, because if I'm a police officer, I don't know what I'm walking up on. And,
exactly.
Yeah, this guy looks like a middle-aged white guy from Johnson County. I get it. That doesn't mean I don't have a little bit of crazy in me. So I'm going to sit there at 10. I'm not kidding. I'm at 10-2, and when I get pulled over, and I may or may not.
How many times have you been pulled over?
I've been pulled over.
Give me a number. I want a number.
More than you have fingers.
Fingers and thumbs, or just the fingers?
Thumbs or fingers?
No, they're not. Thumbs or thumbs.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
10. Wow, 10?
More than 10.
Dang.
I'm a wanted man.
From the text line, retired police officer here. You absolutely have the right to film an officer. You do not have a right to interfere with the duties of an officer.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. We got to get to the newsroom. We are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Liberty. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you. To the newsroom and Sam Stevie.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.